February 3rd, 2019, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Pedro Show, happy Sunday. We're in between the second and third storms. You know, SoCal here, we don't get a lot of rain. It usually comes in February when it does come. We did have some weird ones last month. That was unusual. Most of our water comes from snowpack, but, you know, things are changing. So, yeah, three storms in a row, but there was a little gap, and I did a hobble from Cabrillo Beach here to the pier, and, God, we got a double rainbow in that little window, so I got a shot of that. But even better news is right, you're in Toronto, Brother Danko.
Yep, I'm in Toronto.
Yeah, the big town.
And just past the polar vortex.
All right, there's been the bubble up there freezing the Midwest and you guys.
Yeah.
Shit.
But it's okay now.
Yeah, it's been okay. That's bitching. And in fact, they say maybe early spring because Puxatani Billy, he didn't see his shadow. You know about
yes,
that shit?
Right.
There's some kind of, yeah. So that's good news and stuff. And anyway, it's a big honor to have you on the show. I started off with John Coltrane doing 26-2, and then you're Carmel City.
Nice.
Good stuff.
I
and I learned that you're on the radio. You got a radio show, too.
Yeah, I've been doing one since 2011.
I saw it. It was like in the hundreds.
Yeah. And even before that, I was doing another one in Europe. So this one's more of like a chat, like what we're having now.
Okay.
Catching up, and I'd love to have you on.
Shit,
and
yeah.
No just
problem.
Catching up with people. Yeah, be great.
Let's see. Me and Brother Matt, we've been doing it about 17 and a half. It may be 18 years and almost 600 shows.
Well, so. I've been on your mailing list for almost as long, I believe.
Yeah. Well, that's how we used to do it in the old days, right? We had to use the... I remember me and D-Boom, we divide the world into two categories. There's going to be gigs and flyers. So everything that ain't a gig, that's a flyer. To get people to the fucking gig, right?
Yeah.
So, look, let's start from the beginning of your musical journey, Dave. What about your earliest musical recollection, memory, or some shit?
It's funny you should ask me that because just yesterday on Twitter, on the old Twitter, someone tweeted me and included a whole bunch of other people, including Tony Orlando.
Huh. And Don?
Tony Orlando and Don. And Tony Orlando and Don's song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon, was the very first song that I liked. As an infant, they tell me they would play that song and I'd be sleeping. I'd still be sleeping. I'd get up, standing in my crib, sleeping, and I'd dance. And then when the song's over, I would go lie down again.
So in a way, it was like sleep dancing.
Yeah. So
you know,
I
D. Boone used to sleepwalk. You know, for a couple months, we both had to live at my mom's while I was having knee surgery, and he'd just get up and with the mouth open and eyes closed, and you could even say some words to him. It was really strange. So I believe that. I think they had another big hit that I remember called "Knock Three Times."
Oh yeah,
on the ceiling or the pipe or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He turned into kind of a Las Vegas. I think he might be still going.
He the reason why I knew he was on Twitter, I tweeted him. I said, "Hey,
oh,
Tony."
Shit.
Yeah, when he liked that tweet from that other person,
yeah.
I tweeted directly to Tony Orlando and I said, "Hey, you know, Ty Yellow Ribbon, my first song I ever liked." I'm still waiting for his reply.
Okay.
It's been less than 24 hours, but you asked me my earliest music recollection.
Yeah, because I'm curious. And also I'm curious about the pad. Now, were your folks listeners or players or both?
My mom played piano. In fact, she would play for like senior citizens' homes and stuff. And she still does it. You know, when there's a party, she's the one who's designated on the piano to play all whatever carols or
right.
sing-alongs or whatever. So there was always a big piano, not a big piano, but a piano against the wall in our house.
That's what I was asking you. Like in the living room, was there a piano?
Yeah.
Now, were you one of these guys, like, you're going to learn piano, and here's the teacher, and the teacher was not kind of bullish.
Yep, exactly.
You had that experience?
Exactly.
Now, did it almost chase you away from music?
It did entirely.
Because I've had people on the show that it's been like nightmare experiences.
I hated it. I didn't want to learn. And even that's why with guitar, I liked it because I started getting into rock music and I wanted to play the music they played. But
Daniel,
I don't
can
know
I ask you something? Do you really believe that rock and roll came from the guitar? Or do you really think it came from the piano?
Oh, I've never even thought of that.
Think about Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Think about R&B. Think about Boogie Woogie.
Yeah, Little Richard especially.
Little Richard, big time.
Yeah.
But also there was stuff maybe 50 years before that that was kind of proto.
Sure.
Right?
Sure,
so, you know, I think actually rock and roll is piano music, but there's something way more econo about a fucking guitar.
You know, I think maybe, like you mix a guitar with Jerry Lee Lewis and you got Angus Young or something.
Yeah, or just Scotty Moore, right?
With Elvis. Or Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
Or Jimmy down the road, yeah. Starting with Charlie Christian. But you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, yeah, Casio keyboard, very econo, but can you imagine a piano versus just an acoustic guitar? A lot more accessible and then bring it around. But I really do think the heart of rock and roll might be on the piano. I know this kind of because of the bass lines. A lot of left hand on the piano. You know.
Well, you know, in terms beyond the music, I mean, in terms of presentation, I really feel that Little Richard should be the true king of rock and roll.
Now Chuck Berry on the guitar, but his solos, there's a lot of that. Bing, 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 bing. I don't know.
Yep.
You know, we need a lot of instruments to make an orchestra. So I'm not trying to get all, but I'm tripping on that. So, what about at school? Did you get in shit like choir or the school band, the marching band, shit like that?
No, I hated all that because of all that piano from when I was a kid. I hated all the theory. So when I started to play guitar, I took lessons for maybe 3-4 months.
Yeah, no, let's talk about that. What'd you say to your folks? I want to buy me a guitar, please, like Christmas or something.
Yeah, exactly that. I wanted it for Christmas, and my mom said, you have to learn it on this classical guitar.
Okay, nylon string.
Yeah, because she was, you know, into piano, so she wanted it the proper way. They did not like rock music all the way till this day.
Okay.
I kept at it. She saw that I kept at it, and then finally she relented, and I got a Squire Stratocaster for Christmas when I was in high school, grade 9, and I just kept at it.
You got an amp too, right?
A little TV Audition 30 app. Yeah,
you know the name. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you got your guitar. So what? I'm curious. It's one of these things. If I buy you this, you're going to take lessons, right? So
exactly. Yeah.
And then, of course, at first it was a classical, so they're, you know, teaching you that kind of stuff. I think there's even a kind of little stand for one of your legs to stand it up proper, right? I mean, there's a whole kind of thing to that world. But then you get on the electric guitar, you got an amp. Are you still in the lessons world, or are you, like, trying to learn off records?
No, I've ditched the lessons by the time I got the electric guitar, and now I'm just learning off records like the Ramones and the Misfits, because those were the easiest I could hear that I liked.
Sure, sure. Now, what about buddies after school? Do you make the garage band, the basement band, the bedroom band?
Yeah, that happened on the weekends, and I would try, you know, the guys who liked the kind of music I did, I went to an all-boys school, so it was hard. Not too many people were into what I liked, but the two people that were, they weren't as into playing instruments as I was. So it was hard. It was hard. And the people who were into instruments, they weren't necessarily into the music that I was into.
Ah, okay.
So it was trying to bridge, you know, all these different factions together, and I was never satisfied. It was only when I started going to university and I sought out like-minded people that I started to find my way. But
this next song I want to play, Denko. Very appropriate, because it's called Do You Wanna Rock?
Watching us, and you're the only one I trust. I never wanna leave you, I always wanna see you. The beat is calling us, I never wanna get enough. Everybody's watching us, and you're the only one I trust. I never wanna leave you, I always wanna see you. The music's gonna stop, so do you wanna rock?
Now as to how. as I compare. I have shamefully failed fully to excavate the last drop of my bile. They'll be here soon. They'll be here soon. No point in looking back. They'll have blown up the shack, poured food on the patch, and fenced off the side.
Doubts about whether I was good enough.
But it's hard to do that. All right, I'm going to cry. 3, 2, 1.
My solution? Become a workaholic. After 9/11, I volunteered to spend years in war zones where I covered the heroics of our men and women overseas and got a real taste of both the horror and the adrenaline of combat.
John Layton and Diverson and Diverson. I'm clicking and dispersing. I'm collecting, waiting and diversing, and dispersing information. Information. Liberation. Liberation. Bob Dylan. Book propaganda song. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan. Book propaganda song.
Just talking about this tune that you just heard, Soul on Ice, Danko Jones. And Brother Danko saying this is actually from the book from Elrich Cleaver. And because that's the first thing thought about.
Yeah, I took it from the book. I took it. The song isn't really necessarily lyrically derived from the book, but the title is definitely inspired by the book.
Yeah. Yeah. Intense stuff. Those times. Whoa.
Well, those.
They say there's no history never repeats itself, but I wonder.
Well, those times are coming around.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah.
I think somebody said, well, if they do repeat itself, it's like as a farce or some kind of joke, but Jesus. Then we had Eugene Chadbourne, Professor Huge, with Sun Watches doing Bob Dylan, a kind of version of Minuteman. Bob Dylan wrote Propaganda, so his take on it. Peter from Mission of Burma ahead of that. He's living in Providence now. And with Plant, his new proj, Mini Beast. Ahead of that, Dietrich and Barnes with People Person. Dietrich is John Dietrich from Deerhoof. Incredible musician.
And
then in New Mexico now. I got to do an album with him called the Hand of Man Band. Tim Barnes and Tom and who else? Yeah, those three. It was incredible. trippy record. Crushed by Pimps from London. Happier Perfect. Oh, yeah, and Blurred ahead of that. Ted Milt we had on last week, also from London, with They'll Be Here Soon. Incredible cat. And I saw him open for The Fall, 39 years ago or so. And to get to talk to the man, wow, what a trip. Times a freight train. Phil Spector's ahead of that from Oklahoma City with The Man Who Loved Elevators. Doug Gillard, he's got on guitar, but he's got another album. This is from the last album. I just got one from this guy, maybe his 102nd album. It's Pollard. And anyway, Sport Component National. Ahead of that, Seb Braddock's brand new Lorna Doom. And that's for Sister Lorna we lost from the Germs. Big inspiration to me. My age, too, so that was trippy. I invested a lot of earnestness in me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How much time we got? You probably think about this sometimes. And then, Do You Want to Rock? Danko Jones started that all off. And so, you went to school. Where? Near Toronto there?
Yeah, I went to school downtown Toronto, and it was an all-boys school. Not too much rocking going on. It was only when I left and I went to university and I got into college radio, I met like-minded people, and away I went.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to tell people. That's what I meant by going to school. I know where it was college. Oh, yeah. What school was it? College was it?
I went to York University
York.
For film.
Sure,
I was in film school.
I know about York, Fort York. A lot of U.S. people we're not learned in school about. We tried to steal Canada and they blew up a bunch of soldiers there. I know this because I played a gig there with the Stooges. And that's the best thing about touring. You get to learn shit, right? Brother Danko, let's talk about the old days, about college radio. I think maybe the younger shift isn't aware on how important that was about taking over the radio station, and where DJs had their own shows and you didn't have to do some kind of broad playlist from some music director stuff. And it was a lot of asserted self-expression, right?
Well, that's where, you know, I went to university for film, but I really now credit my time at the college radio station. That was really my education. I learned so much music there because the people there were really tuned in. They were miles ahead of me when I got there. They taught me so much about music. And now that I play music for a living, that was my real education.
I'll tell you some other film students that turned into a band. You might not know. In SoCal here. The Urinals. They were film students at UCLA. They actually, first gig is at the dorm. Urinals had a huge effect on Minutemen. They're still going. Two-thirds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, still going. So, okay, so you get your own show on the radio, and but also you're doing bands. You're finding people at college to play with.
I ended up going back, which is weird. I ended up going back to my old high school friend, my old best friend in high school, and the two of us together kind of started a band and made our way through the scene together. And then when he decided to not play with me anymore, he didn't want to do it anymore, I started the band that I'm in, and that was 23 years ago.
So we're talking your second band is the Danko Jones Band.
Yeah, the third band. Yeah, we did two bands together.
Oh, you did two. What were they called? What were they called?
The first band was called Horse Shack, as in Welcome Back, Kyle.
Yeah, Arnold. Up your hose with the fucking rubber nose. Right?
Yeah, and we were big Welcome Back, Kotter fans, so okay. We named our band after that. And it was a noise rock band because it was in the 90s, and Touch and Go and Amphetamine Reptile were the...
Yeah,
in fact, they
put out a compilation of Urinal stuff, Amphetamine Reptile.
Oh, I have to track it down
there. Yeah. That was the first big, like, I don't know what you call it, like retrospective or, like it's like a double CD, all their shit up to that moment.
Oh,
check
God.
It out. Yeah, it's bitching. So, and what was the second band called?
The second band was a two-piece band, much like the Gibson Brothers or the Flat Duo Jets.
Flat Duo Jets. Dexter, Ron Wiley.
And then we were called the Violent Brothers.
Okay.
Because
what about the other band, the Horse Shack Band? Do you remember the first gig?
I do remember the first gig, yeah. Very underwhelming. But
got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, but we eventually started to do the next step of a band is opening up for touring bands. So we opened up for the Jesus Lizard. We opened up for the Luna Chicks. Yeah. We opened up for Wool. We broke up right when we were about to open up for the Unsane, which was a band we loved.
There's a version of Unsane still going.
There is, there is.
No, but I want to hear about the first Horse Shack gig. I'm just curious.
It was kind of a coffee house / bar, and it was really only our friends' bands playing, and the only people in attendance were friends of the band. And I remember driving my dad's car downtown, and I was more nervous about it getting stolen or broken into or getting a parking ticket than actually playing the gig.
Okay. Yeah,
I couldn't concentrate.
Shit, right.
I was just too nervous about borrowing my dad's car for the gear and everything.
Then being scared on stage. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what I forgot to ask you? What was the first record you bought for yourself?
Does it count if my mom bought it for me?
But you picked it?
But I picked it?
Yeah.
It would be Kiss Alive.
Oh, yeah.
The double album.
Sure.
And because it had a booklet, and I wanted to see if I could, you know, get more stuff out of it. And then I ended up, my mom said, if you write to the address on the back cover of the album, I'll send the letter in. And I did. I joined the Kiss Army, and that was when I was 6 years old.
Whoa, I remember that record. I think a lot of it's at Coho Hall in Detroit.
Yeah,
I remember that. Okay, and then I also forgot to ask you, what was the first gig that you went and saw? Not played, but, you know, in attendance.
It was a Metallica.
Whoa.
Metallica.
So it was a big pad in Toronto?
In Maple Leaf Gardens, yeah. It was.
Oh, like, yeah, Maple Leaf. I played there once, opening for Primus.
Hot,
yeah, that's where I met some of the Rush guys. Yeah, because Les really likes the Rush guys.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, because
right.
I'm in a trio, you got to like Rush, right? They actually were very nice guys. They were nice guys.
Yeah, they're still, I think, well, two of them, I think, still live in Toronto.
Okay.
Alex and Getty.
Yeah, I think the band broke up, and the drummer can't play anymore. He's too old. But the time I was at that place. It was the old place where it's right. The Maple Leafs used to play, kind of all beat up.
Yes. Yeah. And now the Maple Leaf Gardens, that huge arena, is a grocery store.
Okay. That's a good evolution. It's better than something else, crack house maybe or something.
Something
sick like that. But how old were you at that Metallica gig?
I was 16, I think. 15, 16.
So I'm curious, did you get yourself there, like you took the bus or something?
Yes, I took the subway down there. My problem was, I loved all these bands, but I had two problems. First problem was, my mom wouldn't let me go out on a weeknight downtown to these clubs to see all the smaller bands play.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to come with me. They were not interested. They didn't know the bands. They didn't know what I was talking about. But Metallica, you could get someone. So I had one friend, and we both went together because he knew or heard of what Metallica was.
Man, so Brother Danko, we're talking about Toronto, the biggest town in Canada. Because they actually got a scene that goes way back with DOA and Dead Globe Abortions and, all kinds of Nils. There was stuff in the old days, but look, we're at the end of the first hour, February 3rd. I'm going to ask you more about this next. 2019, special guest, Daniel Jones, Holt Taffer Hour 2. February 3rd, 2019, it's the second hour of the Walk from Pedro Show.
Everybody wants a whole lot of rhythm, gotta do a little kicking. If you can't, then just go home. Batman, I'm in for the long haul, don't need no phone call. I'm gonna do my thing. Let's do this thing. Check it out while I rip it up. You think you got a duck? Suck it up when it's rough. Do you know when to go for blood? You gotta really take a bigger stand. You gotta get a better hand. Never gonna get a bone. No way, no way, no how. Let's start dancing. Feel tipped up, don't stop, get on down. Let's start dancing. Feet don't fail me now. Make a move, do a thing, everybody look around. Who's that? Look at Batman. That cat can swing. Bust now like a megaphone, amplified like a bag of bones. Let's take this thing. Too easy when you're hot. You gotta pick your spots. You gotta know just what you got. And you got a lot. Never been too strong. Like a ticket time bomb, gonna drop and blow my top. But I need to, cause I say, let's start dancing. Feel tip top, don't stop, get on down. Let's start dancing. Don't fail me now. Let's start dancing. Oh my God. Let's start dancing. They don't fail me now. You want it bad? How bad? Do you want it? Do you want it? You want it bad? How bad? Do you want it? Do you want it? Everyone's watching now. It's the time. Get this part, it started right. That's right, that's straight, that's right. Still here with my shoes on, getting ready for the jump on. Are you ready? Can you dig it? Do you wanna get it on? Shake this, shake that. Don't know how? Don't worry, you'll get it down flat in no time at all. I'm thinking we can do a little bit, do a little chicken. Simple if you wanna get a ribbon. Baby, let's cut this rug up. Let's start dancing. Feel your butt, don't stop, get on down. Let's start dancing. Feet don't fail me now.
You want it?
entertain our home on the range. Saw the recollection that I've seen you somewhere in the past before.
Dolls may be a number one team because they're fierce and they're strong, and you know what I mean. From the hinterlands calling, and we're calling out, moo. We're going to shake them down. We're going to get to you. Corn-fed and milk-bred, the moon and the stars. Winning a ball and then hitting the bars. Do not mess with these heifers when you face them on foe, because they really knock you down. They're like a charging bull. I've seen what happens when they take in the best. They will take off your plumage just to feather in their nest. Shake down and break down, you just watch them roll. Ratchet the score and they're taking their toll. I mean, these ladies are bad and they give no quarter. The path to victory just keeps getting shorter and shorter. From the west coast to the east coast, we are going to see them tremble. When they skate out to represent a paragon they do resemble. Go down and get down and they're jamming again. Knock down and take them out, they're doing it then. Hey, well, they invite you around just to see NA's team or they go on the road when they're picking up steam. If you really want to mess with what proves to be the best, you'd better practice hard because they'll put you to the test. So when you hear Moo, you better get tight. They'll take you on now, and they'll win you tonight.
Yeah. got you moving the feet. If you turn it up a little bit higher, gonna lose it and I'll start up the fire. I don't mind cause I'm along for the ride. I don't mind cause I'm along for the ride. I like to see her moving up and alive. I get off watching her gets me high. I don't mind cause I'm along for the ride. I don't mind cause I'm along for the ride. I like to watch her move her hips to the side. Watching her get me high. Dance, dance, dance. I love to watch her move.
Watt from Pedro Show. We start off the second hour. The Danko Jones doing Let's Start Dancing. And Telomere Repair after that with Onfi Ukas, Spain. That's Josh Hayden, Petra's brother, with Shirt Kane from his new album. Joe Brewer out of Madison with the Dairyland Dolls rap. Still Houseplants out of Glasgow with Spit. And finally, another dance song from Danko Jones. Dance, dance, dance! So what's with the dance here? I mean, I'm into dancing.
I don't dance too much.
Okay.
So I sing about it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That makes great, great sense. We're talking off air about the Toronto scene in the old days because how it's trippy. You couldn't find dudes to go to gigs or make bands with because I know the coasts in the old days, B.C. and Quebec, they had stuff going.
Yeah, like you mentioned before the break, there was DOA and Dayglo Abortions and No Means No on the West Coast. And Toronto, we had our bands, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as huge as like a DOA is huge. But we did. And there's a new book that just got put out called Tomorrow is Too Late, which is about the Toronto hardcore scene. And,
oh, great.
You know, and there's also other books on the Toronto punk scene, the early punk scene, Trouble in the Camera Club, Treat Me Like Dirt. There's all kinds of books that if you could do searches on, you could find out, as I am, because I'm also trying to piece my own scene together because it was before my time.
Sure.
The Tomorrow is Too Late just came out. It's a wonderful book and talks about bands like Sudden Impact and Chronic Submission, Direct Action, MSI, bands like that, Youth. There were bands. And,
okay.
And
we're talking Ontario or just
that's
Toronto?
That's Toronto specific. Yeah,
yeah, very okay,
Toronto.
Okay, because there was another town I'd play a lot, London, right, called The Office. And I'm wondering if they had their own little scene, because they're a little bit more west Toronto.
Yeah, 2 hours away. There was a scene back then, and I'm trying to name drop a band, but even earlier, even before the hardcore era, there was bands like the Vile Tones from Toronto. And
that's right, I remember Vile Tones. What about, there's a college town near Toronto called Guelph, right?
Yeah.
I played a club there in the 90s called Trashateria.
Trashateria, we played there.
Okay, did you ever meet the boss? Because this guy introduces me to the boss. He's Mike Watt. This is Mike Watt. The guy had the same name.
No, I never met Mike Watt.
Yeah, fucking tripped me out. It fucking tripped me out.
I didn't even know that.
And then, you know, he was like, he just got the club and was just getting acquainted with the movement. So I guess Iggy Pop gig coming. The next night, I got told he went there and jumped on stage and bouncers punched him out. So I'm so sorry about that, Mike. Don't blame Igg, please. What about this song, We're Crazy? I want to play this song, We're Crazy.
There's nothing deep about it. It's just a, you know, it was just a fun riff, and we turned that riff into a with a hooky melody line, and we turned that into a song.
Crazy, yes we are. Crazy, yes we are. It's you, baby, who I like to love. Nobody gets me except for you. I wanna shout this on top of the highest mountain and let the whole world know it's true. I'm on a mission to get some kissing. It's necessary. Oh, let me tell ya, this love for you ain't arbitrary. I don't care which way we go, just get me out of here. I bet it all on the two of us. I know I'm crazy, but so are you, baby. Crazy. Yes, we are. Crazy. Yes, we are. I know it's strange. We don't fit in. I mean, who wants to anyway? Stick to your guns. Make sure you do your thing. I'm here every step of the way.
No credit for a cut. chase them if you want. I can drive, straight to hell, cause I'm headed down there, already don't care. Looks on fire with the flames getting high, but it feels so good on a Saturday night. You think you're tough like a demon, but you really look scared. People picking up what's already out there. Don't think, if you do, you're gonna sink. I can see it on your face, and I think it's only fair. Only hit back when facts start to smell. I think I know where we're going, and I ain't gonna tell. I can see you really wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna just sit right back and ring the bell? We'll keep on turning.
For Pedro Show. Yeah, you just heard Burn in Hell, which is, yeah, I don't have to ask what that's about. And then, that's from Dan Cook. And then another Jones, but this guy's in Kansas City, Dan Jones with the Concave Man. He lived a long time in Eugene. Conked at his pad. See, you let Watt conk at your pad, he plays songs on his radio show. He's a beautiful man, Dan Jones. And then, another project Ted Milton's involved with, the Odes. Love is Like Violence, the head of that, something live. Midwest Medicine, which are actually out of Portland, Maine. Well, like John Fogerty, very Northwest Bayou, right? Very Northwest Bayou. Mantra. The Sex Stains with Land of Lala. I think this is the lady that was in, what's he call himself now?
Vice Cooler.
No, he had the lady from Bratmobile. They had something called the Holly.
Allison.
Right, Holly Truth. That's right.
Yeah, she's
got
great.
A better memory than I do. Yeah, she's great.
We toured with her other band a long time ago, the Cold Cold Hearts, and Allison's
right.
An old friend.
Right, and then Chris touched him. That's how I know him as. He was from Mobile, and two of his brothers, they had the XXBRXXB or something. One of the guys, I think, is in Deerhoof, Ed. And anyway, small world. And
small world.
I love people making music and letting the freak flag fly. Julie Slick, great bass player out of Philly with Marco Machera ahead of that, Overcome. Remorse Code with Like a Joey. I think a Joey's what you call a baby kangaroo in Australia, maybe. And then we'd start all off with self-explanatory, We're Crazy, Danko Jones. Great lick. Great melody. Let's talk about Casey. The bass man's been with you all this time. He comes in when you make this third band, Danko Jones.
Well, JC was in other bands that my two previous bands used to play in. So I would always, I played bass, and I would always borrow his bass rig. And so I didn't have a bass amp. So when it came, and we got along really well as two bass players.
Yeah, but
it's a little club.
You didn't mention anything about bass when you were talking about nylon string guitar and Squire Stratocaster. When did the bass thing happen?
I played bass and sang in Horse Shack. I forgot to tell you. So that's probably why you and I, we get along so well. There's this kind of bass guitar thing in my history.
Okay. Now it makes sense. Thank you for enlightening that. So, and also it's the glue that gets you going with fucking JC. That's happening. Okay.
Yeah, so when it was time, when, you know, my second band kind of disbanded, he was the first person I called and I said, hey, you want to do this thing? So we did. And so it's been him and I ever since day one.
Can I ask you about the first Danko Jones gig, though? What was that like?
Well, the first one was more of a rehearsal. We only told our friends, and like there was, you know, 10, 15 of them in the back room of some club that let us play, just to test out our songs and stuff. But the first official gig was in Montreal at a place called Looney's with a band called the Space Shits. And
when you say Looney's, are you talking about the bird that's on the coin?
I believe so, like Looney's. It was a punk rock bar.
Because lunatic, you know, it also means crazy, right?
Yeah, I think it was spelled like our coin, Looney's.
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay.
And the spaceships had King. I guess everyone, the whole world knows him as King Khan.
Oh, he lives in Berlin now.
Yeah, so it was his old band, the Spaceships, and us, and we played Montreal and Ottawa together over a course of a weekend, and that was it.
And for those who are Ottawa, you know, I think I played Ottawa once, but I played Hull on the other side of the river.
Yeah, we'd never played there, but yeah.
I played there with Porcelain Forehead and My Dog Popper and Drunk Engine, I think, or something. But yeah, I played in Hull. And then I remember across Ottawa had something later on called Zvod Babble Box or something off that.
Zvod's Beeble Box, yeah.
Yeah, from the Hitchhiker Guidebook. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was that gig like? Was it scary?
No, actually, it was a fun gig. There was no stage at Looney's, and we just played. I still have it on a cassette somewhere.
You didn't take your pop's car, so you weren't sweating over that.
Exactly. And, you know, I remember we went record shopping the next day, and I bought a Chico Hamilton album.
Whoa.
And that was what I remember of that weekend.
George Hurley, way into Chico Hamilton. You know, I read this thing, and you being a bass player, you can relate. Chico, you know, won songwriting credits. He wrote songs, you know, on his albums. And drummers don't write. Bass players don't write songs. You know, even Charlie Mingus writes it on the piano. And I was involved with this project, and one of the guys was talking about it. He said, yeah, Watt came up with some bass lines. Those were songs, man.
Yeah.
It's weird about the division of labor inside of some of these musical units.
Yeah, it's pretty dirty and nasty. It's the underbelly of music, I think.
It's, you know, one mistake we do with the Minutemen, George Hurley should never sat in the back. He should have been right up front, the way I put my drummers now, right at the front of the stage. But speaking of drummers, Danko Jones has been through a couple of drummers.
Yeah, we've had our share. But
who was that guy at the first gig?
He was Michael. Michael. He was our first drummer. He stayed with us for 2.5 years.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, and he was a, you know, kind of a hack and slash trash, perfect for what we were at the time, which was just a garage punk band. And then we segued into more of a hard rock sound, and right now we have Rich Knox. He's been in our band since 2013, and there's just no stopping. We get along off stage, on stage, like we never have with any drummer in our band. There's a lot of unity and a lot of laughing.
Well, that's beautiful, because, you know, it's rhythm music. Come on. You're in denial otherwise, right? That's the heart of the band, is the drummer man with the beat in his hand, the stick man. Look right at the end of the... what's that?
It truly is. It truly is.
Okay. Yeah. This idea that they're retarded or they're not musicians, this is hugely wrong, in my opinion. We're at the end of the second hour, February 3rd, 2019 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Special guest, Danko Jones. Hold tight for hour three. February 3rd, 2019. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
I'll admit it, I've done a few things that I shouldn't be proud of. I got no remorse, no regrets, never happy endings, only stock sets. And if you wanna get down, I can go down as low as you wanna get. I wouldn't try to push me, it'll only leave you with regret. Don't test me. Flush it down the toilet like you're taking a piss. It should be good to see for a change just a day how the other half lives. And when I take you out, I'll stay you down, make sure you're getting nervous. You won't understand that's how it is as a knight in Satan's service. I can rip you off and steal all your cash. Sucker punch you in the face, stand back and laugh. I can break your heart at the
and it screwed me up that bad. It's kind of amazing I could get so much wrong, but still land on my feet and right where I belong. Everything worked out, maybe it usually does, 'cause damn, here I am, better than I ever was. The bullshit that I took on faith is all pretty funny and didn't get in my way. It's kind of amazing the messes I've made when my best intentions backfired in my face. But it all worked out, yes it usually does, 'cause damn, here I am, and better than I ever was.
Down, and everyone passes you by. the two of us got something special. Like a bomb that can't be broken. Like a shield of protection. This bond of ours is unspoken. Every time I see your face, I always know my place. With my arms wrapped around you and a kiss just in case.
Walk for Pedro Show. We start off the third hour with I Think Bad Thoughts by Danko Jones. You don't have to explain these things. You wrote them. You played them, you know. But do you want to say anything about that tune?
The only thing I will say is that it's loosely based on Bullet by the Misfits.
Whoa.
Just in terms of just the way the chorus is laid out. And, of course, you know, you base something on – you base a song on something, you want to try and bury that as far or move far away as so people don't think you're completely photocopying.
Yeah, Dick Leach.
But it's by the time we were finished that song in the studio, it was very far from Bullet sounding. But if you really listen close, the way I sing is much like the chorus of Bullet.
Yeah, you're right. My favorite Misfits song. Then we had Henry Kaiser with Dave Williams doing Wheels, Right, Left. I'm going to play with Henry this Friday. And Wayne Pete and Vinny Golia, a buddy of Nels Klein. We're going to, you know, I don't know, got me into this, playing John Coltrane. This is one of the biggest pants shitter gigs, you know, Jesus Christ. But that's Friday at McCabe's. Bonsai Universe with another buddy of Nels, Woody's. Sweet Exaggeration, David Nesselhoff out of, he's a doctor man out of Hamburg, but he does bass on the side. Ever Lost, Chris Butler, out of, well, he's from Akron, but he lives in Cleveland now, Better Than I Ever Was. And then he had a great drummer man, and the waitress is Billy Fika, in a fucking beret and a sweater. It's trippy, but that's still Billy Fika. And Michael Jones, finally, You Are My Woman. Tell me about this new album you got.
It's called, and I think you would appreciate it, it's called A Rock Supreme.
Yeah, of course. I think he wrote that to get, you know, saying thank you, God, for helping get off the shit. Now, is your record like that?
No, it's more like, hey, we play rock. That's about as far as deep as it gets.
Okay, but, because actually, there's when he does the 19 times of a... I love Supreme, or how many times it is that, and he's changing the chords. He's actually spelling out the prayer. There's been such deep study on that record, but it's pretty intense.
Wow, I've heard that album many times, but I've never.
I swear, jazz and all this kind of stuff, but notice there's no 7/8 time. It's not even Captain Beefheart's. It's still Wildass. I think a lot of us in the rock and roll world are still connected. Even at that time when he was passed away, I know the Birds said something about their 8 miles high, and Robbie Krieger with the solo and Light My Fire. And then those guys, and why not us? I mean, I first heard it when Raymond Pettibone played it for me. Ascension. And I thought he was older, but I thought he was a punk rocker. I didn't even know he was dead. It was just my take on it. So, okay, Rock Supreme, and would you record it there in Toronto?
We recorded it outside of Vancouver with Garth Richardson.
West Side, okay.
Yeah, with Garth Richardson.
Sure.
And
great guy.
We had a blast. We laughed through the whole thing, and we got along so great. And I think you could really hear it on the record. It's just pretty much We wanted to make a rock record that's rocking, and that's what we got. I mean,
but how long did it take you?
It took about a month and a bit to do all the tracking and all everything and mixing and stuff. Maybe a month and a half.
Did you have the tunes ahead?
Yeah, we're always, you got to be super prepared because the clock is ticking. You know?
Yeah, like absolutely.
We haven't sectioned off.
Well, Danko, I got to tell you, Minutemen used to record in order so we didn't have to spend money on sequencing. It's like a gig.
Yeah, that makes, see, to me, that I totally understand that. But, you know,
we jammy Kano wasn't just a slogan. The way of life. What about this song here, My Little R&R?
That was based on, it's just a rock song, but lyrically taken from the Rolling Stones.
I was going to say, Keith Richards stuff. She's my little rock and roll. Okay.
Exactly. I even mentioned Tattoo You in the lyrics there.
Okay, I remember that right. Let's listen.
You look so good when you get out of bed. You're always ready to go. You looking like a million bucks when you walk out the door. You got something they call attitude, dripping all over the floor. Nobody says nothing, they just make their assumptions, and now you got them on all fours.
Oh, We are the struts of the USA. We are the struts of the USA. And we can puzzle, we can struggle, we can bust the nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. Well, I can die hard, front start. Never quit, man, we're so smart. Pop start. Got him shitting like a girl, right? Hold tight. Take a number, go get him. Brags off crack. Like a plumber down a drain pipe late night. Easy action on a team queen. Jesus on our side, and we'll never live to see it when we die.
what's in store. I thought I'd given up and settled on the blues, but I'd always think of her when I didn't know what to do. It'll be my burden, didn't strike when it got hot. When she walked on, I didn't know what I just lost. Maybe she's out there and thinking just like me. What if the world would have happened? What could have been? Regrets I've had my
Peter Show. Yeah, kind of strange. This song that I played for the final song of the show, No Regrets. Full of Regret, I'm sorry. Because people usually end with the idea of no regrets. And so I wanted to trip on that.
It's a song about just unrequited love.
Okay.
And so I think we all have that in our history where whatever it is, whether it was a relationship that didn't work out and it should have for one reason or another didn't, or you missed an opportunity to even say hello. And so we all have that. And that's what that song's about.
Yeah. And so what's next? No, that's a great thing. I mean, you don't have humility if you can't look yourself in the mirror or whatever, and what's it all about? Just a front, you know. That's good stuff, Brother Dave. What's next? Yeah. You're going to do a tour?
We're all on our way. You've caught me on the eve of us leaving. We're leaving on Tuesday to the West Coast, to where you are.
But you were just here.
I was just in Nam,
Orange County. Yeah, Anaheim.
Yeah. And then I came back for a week and a half, and I'm going back where I came from, and we're going to hit the West Coast with Nashville Pussy and True Madonna.
Is Corey Parks on the bass?
No, she's not in the band anymore.
Okay.
But we met Nashville Pussy in 98 when she was in the band, so we've known those guys for so long, and I'm even on one of their albums. So
yeah.
It's going to be a fun tour to meet up with those guys and play rock, and they're great.
And how big? Is it this a two-monther or one-monther?
It's a two-weeker.
Two-week?
We're going to hit, we're just
Oh, so just the west side. You're going to go up as far as Coover?
Almost. Seattle is where the tour ends.
Okay.
And we're going to hit everything. L.A., Long Beach, San Fran, Sacramento, Las Vegas, Scottsdale. I'm missing.
Well, where can people find the info? DankoJones.com?
Yes, under tour. And easily found there. On Instagram, Danko_Jones, and the tour dates are up there on a post.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Well, I'm curious, because Canadian band, do you do maritime gigs?
You know what? We don't do it very often. We've been there.
One day I'm going to, though. I really want to play out there. I have not played out there, because it's such a hell ride, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to get out there. We've been to Halifax a few times, but the other provinces only once, and one province we've not even been to, Prince Edward Island, which is where our drummer's from.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, so we have to go out there.
Yeah, play for Mom.
Exactly.
do another gig for Mom. Yeah, one tour. I mean, people don't realize it, but Canada's bigger than the U.S. It's a lot of space. What is that road, 401?
You can hit the East Coast Maritime provinces with the 401. Yeah, it's going to take you a long time, but yeah, you'll hit there.
Man, and then even if you want to drive to Canada, you go through like Yukon and Northwest. And
I
played one Canada gig, but I flew in it, and it was the islands. You know what they call the Maritime Highway or some shit. Yeah, God, it starts with a K. It's one of those fishing towns. It's, huh?
On the East Coast?
No. Alaska I'm talking about.
Oh, just gosh, because, you don't, I don't know. Yeah, you got me, man.
Yeah, I can't, my mind's blanket, but it was one of the ones, the little islands that run along you guys' West Coast. But it's just so distant, but man, if Scotty would get that transporter machine fixed.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then we can go anywhere.
That's right. And the hell rides will be a little shorter. Look, it's,
I could have zoomed up to you right now. I could be right in front of you.
We could have our own version of Dose. Look, person younger getting into this music stuff, they ask for advice. What would you give them?
I always say just buy records, and then when you think you've bought enough, buy more.
Okay. That's good stuff. Because music is music, right? This genre stuff is kind of corny.
Oh, God, it is. It's just so segregated. I hate it.
Yeah.
And it really divides people.
Yeah.
And it's and people revel in it.
Yeah.
And you know what it really reminds me of are the people who revel in it remind me of the grand and imperial wizards who like to divide.
Yeah.
And so I don't like it either. We're stuck in a world. We have to live through it. But if I had my way, the way I organize my records, it's by alphabetical order. It's not by genres.
Great. And you know what Eddie Farmer would tell you? If you want a good crop, use a lot of manure. So bring it, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's been really my honor to have you on board. Thank you so much for taking time. And when you get your next music out, let's talk again, please.
Oh, my God. I would love to. This has been my pleasure.
Okay.
I love it.
People, it's been February 3rd, 2019. Dishwap Pedro Show special guest Danko Jones. Keep your powder dry.